accurate.
All right, back here at 98.5, the sports hub. I'm Joe Murray, broadcasting live from Apex Entertainment here in Marlboro, Massachusetts. I call it Marlboro. I am here with George Ehrenstein. I just say George from Apex.
That's
with George. George, I'm glad to be here. I've been here a couple of times now. I've been to a couple of like charity events. I came one day with my family. I came one day just to I remember the old guys that used to do this show were on the go-karts one night. And I don't know. Can I fit in a go-kart, you think?
We can get you in there.
Yeah, you think I
can? Yeah, we can. We got Taco Fall in a go-kart. We can get
Whoa!
You in a go-kart. We had Taco Fall in a go-kart, yeah.
How does feet fit in his feet?
Are you serious?
His knees were up by his head. If you go on Deadspin, they have a video of him going around, and he did it. Yeah, we had the largest pretzel in New England and the largest athlete in New England in the same photo at the same time.
Okay, we're at Apex. They do cool things, and we'll talk about all that. Let's talk about this pretzel.
So this is a 2-pound pretzel. It's the size of a car steering wheel. It is The origin story of the pretzel is probably for another show, but it's we're coming up on over 100,000 pretzels sold between all four of our locations, and it was the first kind of wow factor that we brought into Apex, and it kind of, you know, it sent us off in the right path and the trajectory of just bigger, better, shareable, fun kind of. Are you kidding me with this place?
Interesting. So that actually kind of happened to me. I've been here before, but it's grown. And I came to this area. This, if you haven't been out here, it's worth it. Super kid friendly. I mean, that's what it's all about. You want to hang out with the guys, but hang out with the kids too and let them roam around. This is the spot. You guys got everything, right? So you got, I know you have the bowling, the video games.
We have 30 luxury lanes. We go candle pin, 10 pin. You can get 8 of them privately in our VIP area, and you can like rent that out for a group of up to 80 or 90 people. We have the dual go-kart track. It's bi-level. You get up to like 45, 50 miles an hour on it. We have laser tag and bumper cars and a ropes course and 100 arcade games. And literally this Friday, I have a dozen new games starting to come in. So we're doing a complete arcade refresh, we call it. Okay. And it's like these are top of the line games, super performing, just awesome gameplay. I can't wait for them to kind of get
like
here.
Tease us on maybe what?
Yeah, so we're bringing in a version, a newer version of Dance Dance Revolution, which
Whoa!
Is just a cult
is
game.
Is that from Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
When they do that dance, he's like, I can beat you, man.
And we're bringing in this game, we're bringing in Pac-Man pellets. So you Ooh. Literally have the Pac-Man heads, and they're going back and forth, and you're trying to, you know, throw the balls in. And Asphalt 9, I think, is the best race game. Mm. Yeah, kind of. On the market right now, so there'll be a dual player there, and you're locked in with a seatbelt, and your hydraulics lift you up, and you have like you choose all these awesome cars, and you just kind of ball out. It's pretty good.
So this place is here, and just for like the people who listen to our station, and they're kicking around. Apex is this family, right? It's like 110 Grill of
yeah. So it's grown since. So Apex Entertainment is part of a hospitality group. This plaza itself, nobody would ever know that the hotels are connected to it. You have Aviva Trattoria, which for wings, I know you like Duff's and stuff like that. The wings at Aviva, absolute lights up. I think some of the best wings, top five in Mass.
I saw something yesterday
so good.
That was.
And
let
you
me
have.
Tell you, it was a, it's big.
You have the amazing 110 Grill and all their locations in Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
This is it. Look at this. Look at this pretzel.
That's the pretzel?
This is it, man. I got this for you.
Holy smokes.
It's the size of a car steering wheel.
It is the
yeah.
It is a car steering wheel.
You need a steak knife to cut it.
What is the sauce, by the way?
So we have our jalapeno cheese sauce,
mm-hmm.
and we have a house-made brew pub mustard.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, my kid loves it in honey mustard, so we do it that way, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a photo of this thing.
And then this is our double X burger.
Oh.
So this is double.
Is that got an egg on it?
Yeah. It's got egg, bacon, cheese, fried onion strings. It's awesome. I brought these for you guys.
Oh, man. We're here till 11 o'clock. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to make it that far. All right, so George from Apex is here. Tell us about this bottle of vodka that stands here.
Yeah.
And while we're on that, I know that you have a giant beer fest coming up.
Yeah, so we do
the
have a lot to talk about. No worries. So this is I'm really good friends, and I'm very fanboy and proud to say that I have a really good working relationship with Ty Law.
Oh,
and
just Ty Law.
yeah, no, NBD, right? And so this is his new company. This is Corvus, and this vodka, this is a grilled pineapple, and nobody has a grilled pineapple flavor.
Mm.
It's awesome. Like, it's really, it's like drinking a grilled pineapple. It's phenomenal. And we're one of the first brands between us and 110 and Aviva to be able to launch in Massachusetts Corvus Vodka. So we have a really awesome Raven Martini that we put, we bought one of those smoke guns. So you put the smoke bubble on top of it, and it pops, and the martini is just sitting in its own smoke, and we do a grilled pineapple express with some grilled pineapple leaves in it and everything. It gives it that nice smoky flavor, but it's an awesome product. He's a really nice guy, and you know, we're happy to be partnering up with him.
And I know you guys do a lot of corporate events, and here he is just hanging out with everybody that's here.
Lo and behold, here he is today.
There he is. All right, so the Beer Summit, I've known about it for a while. List them all off, because, dude, you know these. So I'm not the type. I'm like, give me the beer, I'll drink it. I don't know, I'll, whatever it is, if it's bitter, whatever, I just take it. So tell us all the vendors that are going to be here and all the name brand beers that will be at the summit.
The Beer Summit, this is our fourth annual Beer Summit. It grew to 75 different vendors last year with over 200 samples. I never thought it would get this big when I first got here. But I think it's just I think it's awesomely out of control at this point. If you are a local brewery, if you are a national brand and you're not here, you're totally missing out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some just straight powerhouses. Stormalong Cider is going to be here. Lord Hobo will be with us. Widowmaker out of the kind of the Braintree area. Yeah. They have the Blue Comet's just an ultimate IPA. And then you just got some staples. You'll have the people from Anheuser-Busch here. You'll have Molson Coors here, but you have Harpoon and Wachusett and Carlson and New Holland. We'll have Dragon Milk here, which is just a really nice, easy drinking beer. I love that.
Not Dragon Pizza. Okay, I just want to make sure.
No. And then, you know, local to us, you have Wormtown and Jack's Abbey, which are just, they have been like the ultimate partners to work with, and it helped us grow this kind of portfolio here.
I love that
here.
Jack's Abbey over in Framingham. I've had it
awesome.
A couple of times. Nice spot.
Absolutely love it.
Wormtown does a ton of stuff. They're big in this Marlboro area. They do the hockey events.
Yeah, so Wormtown is our co-sponsor. So every glass, it's called Liquid to Lips Marketing, but every glass will have Apex and the Wormtown logo on it. I'm super excited to see them. They just came in the other day.
So how can people get tickets to this?
Oh, so you can check out... through www.apexentertainment.com, and you go right to the link. And we also, if you're feeling fresh that morning or that afternoon, we have a 5K, which is our third annual Beer Summit 5K. So it starts at 4 o'clock. Finish line is right at our front door. Come in, get a beer afterwards. You can buy a dual ticket to race and enjoy, and it's like all you can eat, and we put on a absolute spread. There's just, if you're hungry for 3.5 hours, you're going to eat for 3.5 hours. And on top of that, you get to try some beer and some cider, and Ghost Tequila will be here, and some different wine companies and everything like that. So it's going to be really nice.
So if you want to drink and try beer and a lot of food, you want to come to Apex.
And then we're going to get you home safe because we got a $5 off coupon with Uber that night.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, hey, you could stay here, too.
Yeah, we got hotels you can stay. No problem.
Look at all the spots here. So you guys doing a watch party for the Jets game, I heard?
So on the 24th, we'll have, kind of like a Jets watch party. The Pats will be here. We'll be doing a ton of Corvus cocktails. I know Ty will be here with us that day doing like a meet and greet, and you'll be able to kind of meet him, try his vodka. I know he's very proud of this. You know, come and get your photo taken, come and get a grilled pineapple express or a Raven Martini, eat a pretzel, have a 2-pound burger, things like that.
I don't know if you heard about this bar in Green Bay, but they basically said everybody, hey, if the Jets lose, you know, we'll pay you tab. So when Rodgers went down, they were like, whoa, yeah, really getting that dab up. And obviously the Jets won the game, and they're very upset.
Absolute wild.
And you know, here it was. You're supposed to have this big Jets watch party, and then Aaron Rodgers can't play. But you know what? It's still going to be an interesting game for the Patriots.
I think it's going to be a good, I'm excited about it.
It's going to be very good. All right, he's George. He's from Apex. What else? What else do we need to tell the world about this place besides that it's huge? How many square feet?
We are 100,000 square feet of pure fun.
I'm going to dip into this pretzel.
I'm going to watch you do it.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
I'm about to tweet it out. This thing. This is a carb, a man who's not eating carbs nightmare. But I'm going in, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to dip it in that G. I'm dipping it in all this. So don't forget the Beer Summit again. What's the date and where can people find it?
Yeah, so right on the website at apexentertainment.com. It is this Saturday live 6 to 9. All you can sample, all you get to enjoy, all you can eat. It is the fourth annual Apex Entertainment Beer Summit.
Check it out. Go to apexentertainment.com. Check out all the info. His name's George. He runs the joint. He's the guy. You know a guy? He's George. Oh, by the way, the Phantom Fest. You
guys Oh, we'll be there. We got the pretzel nuggets we'll be doing, mm-hmm. and we'll be we have that little corner alleyway with the DJ, and then 110 Grill will be there with the pulled pork mac and cheese, and Aviva will be there, and it's just not everybody knows that we're all together, and I know we touched on it a minute ago, but not everybody knows it, and you're shocked when you pull into the plaza and you see all the cool stuff that's here, and then it's like, oh, no, that's our sister concept. Mm-hmm. And you know what nobody knows yet is we're Kelly's Roast Beef down in Florida. So, like, if you're a snowbird and you're heading down for the wintertime and you want a beef, there it is right there. It's all us. You're all supporting the brand.
Wow. They even got a beef,
bro.
They even got themselves a beef. He's George. He's from Apex Entertainment. Beer Summit Saturday, 6 to 9. You never know who might be your bartender.
Listen,
you just made
come and hang out, and we can't wait to see everybody.
All right, he's George. He's from Apex, and we're here all night until 11 o'clock, and we'll be pumping up that little beer summit that's going on this weekend, and I got to try out this pretzel as well. George, thank you so much, my man. I'm sure we'll be hanging out all night here. We do have to hit the headline. We got to pay the bills. You know, we got to hit the headline here, and we'll get more into the Patriots coming up next.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, home of the Celtics, Bruins, Rivs, and Patriots.
Touchdown, Patriots.
Boston's home for sports is 98.5, the Sports Hub. Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots injury report. It's growing. It's growing. Trent Brown on that list today. Also, City Sow. They're both on the concussion protocol list. Not good. David Andrews dealing with a hamstring. Cole Strange, Michael Nwenu, we still don't know about them. But the Patriots do have interest in Lael Collins, the big tackle. He has was recently released by the Bengals. The team also signed Ian Book today to the practice squad, former Notre Dame quarterback. Aaron Rodgers in an Instagram statement today said he shall rise again after being ruled out for the season with an Achilles issue. And the Red Sox and Yankees battle it out not to be in last place, and I'll give you the score on that one at the moment. I mean, you would figure Red Sox Yankees would be at the top, right? They're not. It's a rain delay, anyways. Who cares?
Are they relevant?
Who cares? Headlines. They are brought to you by our good friends over at Premier Basement Waterproofing. Hurricane Lee is coming towards New England, so you better call our guy, the guru, Mike Albert, right now and get your basement protected. Call 844-LIVE-DRY or visit premierbasement.net. It's game over for WADA. I'm Joe Murray. Your next update in 30 minutes.
This is Boston's home for the best football coverage all season.
10-2, the end zone!
Touchdown!
No!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Given how explosive they are, how challenging is it to try to contain or keep track of how they're using motion, the different ways they motion?
Yeah, and that's what they do. Yeah, it's a lot of it. So, yeah, and we've had to deal with it last year, all the San Francisco, you know, Kyle-type offenses, you know, fullback like San Francisco. So that's a big part of their offensive grouping. You know, they're 21 personnel, and then they're 11 personnel. So, yeah, that's what they do. Be ready for it.
All right, back here, 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. Skaz is back at the Town Fair Tire Studios. Myself, Josh Polonsky, our on-site engineer, is here. And, I will tell you this. I'm about to tweet out the pretzel. This pretzel, guys, let me tell you.
Good thing we're here till 11 because it's going to take us that long to finish it.
I've really, really, really been trying to lay off the old breadski. There's no shot.
It's over
tonight.
Now, buddy.
There is absolutely no shot tonight. All right, I'm about to. I mean, I don't even know if I should put a. This thing is huge. It is the size of a steering wheel.
It It absolutely is.
And Skaz, you know, I feel bad that you are not able to witness this. So I'm going to tweet it out. Apex Pretzel. You got to see this thing, Skaz.
Oh, I've been to it. We used to do quite a few street team events there, so I'm very familiar with the pretzel.
I mean, I just tweeted it. There it is. It's out. At Joey Murr, J-O-E-Y-M-U-R-R on Twitter. You got to go check that out. Hey, I know we got Alex Barth coming.